When agents raided the property, they found stacks of cash, tens of thousands of dollars, hidden under a mattress and in a suitcase beneath the stairs.
How much money did you move overseas?
As part of his plea deal, Assad admitted he used the money he fraudulently billed to buy property in Kenya.
More fraud exposed. Somalis in Ohio are allegedly running EBT fraud rings using SNAP benefits to stock up on the restaurants, skimming cards to make millions. Somali-owned restaurants and grocery stores in Columbus, Ohio are exploiting benefits. They own restaurants with attached grocery stores, buy their ingredients with SNAP using that grocery store, then funnel the food to the restaurants where they sell it for cash. And this is happening everywhere. If you guys are wondering why in the world we're spending $100 billion a year on food stamps alone, this is one of the reasons why. You're seeing a lot of ghost clinics. You're seeing unmarked reasons why they're on a bunch of food stamps and housing vouchers. It's getting out of control.
These Somali scams in Minnesota don't stop. First it was fake diagnosing kids with autism. Now they're literally leaving people out in a cold homeless.
You know, with DHS, you said nearly 50% of the visas are fraudulent in this community. I mean, that would mean that half the Somali refugees are here in some way illegally. What's going to happen? Is something's actually going to happen? Are there going to be people stripped of their visas, deported? Are we going to see that?
Absolutely. I mean, those days are over. Thank God President Trump's in the White House. We're going to look at all of them. I mean, we're going to look at the, you know, those here illegally. Of course, we're going to look at those here under a visa or some sort of, you know, immigration process that are criminals. We're going to look at the national security threats.
We are seeing massive amounts of deportations happening. I don't think this current administration is messing around. Trump has sent ICE to Minnesota to see what's going on here. $1 billion of tax money has been sent overseas. There's a lot of fraud rings happening, okay? It's out of control. And ISIS in Minnesota, we're seeing deportations happening right now. You're seeing airplanes taking off. It's pretty wild. I mean, there's a lot of back and forth. There's some cooperation. There's no cooperation. You're seeing a lot of people protesting against the ICE arrest. You see a lot of people, you know, saying this just needs to be done. But at the end of the day, let's be real. Welfare fraud is skyrocketing in Minnesota, okay? You're seeing Somali communities, you know, a lot of really suspicious stuff here and there, and you kind of see why we're seeing a lot of these ICE arrests.
This one makes you want to throw up in a potted plant. This one's centered around autistic children. Once again, in this third program, a group of providers, supposedly medical providers, got together and they went to the welfare authorities in Minnesota and said, we need money to help autistic children. You say, well, that's a wonderful thing to do. And then these providers, once the welfare department at the state government in Minnesota gave them the okay, they went out and started recruiting autistic children. You say, well, okay, we have to get the word out somehow. But they couldn't find very many autistic children. So they started going to parents in the Somali community and saying, can we call your child autistic? Can we certify that your child is autistic? If you'll let us do that, we'll pay you a bribe, anywhere from $400 to $1,500 a child. Now, once again, the program, it didn't start big. These were sophisticated crooks. And its leader was a woman by the name of Asha Farban Hassan.
Court documents are exposing huge amounts of Somali fraud, like this one. Court documents expose feeding our future luxury spending. So this is supposed to be like this massive fund of money used for feeding people who are hungry. Fraudsters billed for 18 million non-existent meals, stealing over $47 million from the federal child nutrition funds. Okay. You're seeing a lot of people already being caught. You're seeing convictions. Right now, Minnesota's $1 billion losses across various different programs has shocked the nation. How did welfare fraud get this bad?
Congresswoman, do you agree with President Trump's assumption that you married your brother to get citizenship?
3,500 yards.
Have you begun packing your bags for Somalia yet, Congresswoman Omar?
Not going anywhere.
So you're not?
No, don't waste your energy on me.
Do you have a message for President Trump?
I will be here probably longer than Trump.
Wait, do you have a message for President Trump?
I am like a quarter of his age.
Do you have anything else you'd like to say to him?
It's an old man losing his mind. I don't know why he's obsessed with me.
Interesting. Well, thank you, Congresswoman.
Yeah, I hope he gets help.
Trump's incoming border chief to review Representative Omar marriage fraud claims. And you're also seeing a lot of money being siphoned away from Minnesota. The probe fits a larger Trump administration effort targeting visa fraud in Minnesota's Somali community, where officials cite high amounts of fraud linked to scandals like the $1 billion Feeding Our Future case. Omar has denied claims of this for years, calling them lies. And if you look at Ilhan Omar's net worth going from negative $65,000 during 2020 to $30 million 2025. So if you really think about it, maybe she's behind all of this, but who knows? A lot of conspiracy theories are also popping up.
These people are just idiots. I'm at the point where it's become really hard to have an intellectual debate with any of these people, because the level of stupidity that they are displaying every single day is frankly embarrassing, not just in Congress, but as Americans. And the fact that these people are allowed to say just the most ridiculous things tells you that the dumbing of the United States has arrived, because
the whole Somali fraud situation is deeper than you think. Somali refugee exposes that there is much deeper fraud and abuse in Minnesota than what was originally known. Says, I was told to get discount housing Section 8 and sign up for community benefits. There are much deeper issues. The community thought that welfare was a way of life. My response was, can we do better things? Can we integrate? That got me huge backlash. That was many years ago. Many people said no. That is wild. You're seeing $1 billion of welfare in Minnesota just being abused, and a lot of it is being sent overseas. And this issue is spreading to other areas. Apparently, I'm hearing news about how there's issues in Maine, how there's issues in Columbus, Ohio. What's going on?
The Somali steal continues in the United States. Upwards of $8 billion stolen from American taxpayers? Yes. It's time to get the thieves out of our country. Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, he was on TV this weekend, and he said Somalis need to learn to join America like everybody else.
Did money from Minnesota taxpayers earmarked to feed hungry children wind up in the hands of a Somali terrorist group? The allegations center around a massive welfare fraud case being brought in Minnesota. A 78th defendant was charged just today. And now reports are coming out that some of the stolen money may have wound up in the hands of Al-Shabaab, a Somali-based terror group.
ICE is here. You see the riverside? They're right here, harassing people, innocent people. Yeah.
What's up, man? Where were you born?
What's that?
Where were you born?
In Somalia.
Somalia? Do you have your ID on you?
Yeah, I do.
What you got, passport card?
I have a passport.
Okay, can I see it?
Yeah. Why you want to see, though?
Just to verify.
I'm right here.
Yeah, I'm verifying your citizenship, buddy.
Here.
What's your name?
You'll see it right there.
Just want to verify. What's your name?
Bad day for Ilhan Omar. She's facing new pressure after President Trump used a cabinet meeting to criticize her comments and record. Trump said the country is at a tipping point and warned against bringing in people who undermine the nation. Y'all like the video right here? Follow for more. Let's get into this one. He then pointed directly at Ilhan Omar, calling her statements ungrateful and saying she attacks the country that gave her opportunity.
Jason Lewis, former Minnesota representative, we're sounding this whole entire welfare fraud situation like over 10 years ago. Back in 2014, he said Somali daycare fraud was a huge issue, that you got like $100 million vanishing overnight. The scam was so crazy to the point they're flying money straight out of the country through the MSP airport. That's crazy. Fake child care clinics, ghost clinics, collected welfare funds and checks, kicked back cash, and moved it overseas like it was nothing. I think the welfare program and American tax dollars here are being violated to the max.
I really had time to go get a coffee, and this is what happens.
Minneapolis. This is sadly what America's become because of leftist activists. We've got ICE out here doing operations, and immediately we got the whole community coming out. People just blocking traffic. Protecting Somali illegals. This car, probably illegal herself, blocking traffic. This lady. Where are you from? Where are you from? Doesn't want to be on camera, I guess. You're blocking traffic. Gonna cause an accident. This guy just trying to probably get to work. This lady just blocking traffic. This is what happens when you let 20 million illegals into your country like the Democrats have done, and then you have activists in every community to protect them. This is what you get. That's what happens when you let the third world in. Spitting at officers. Spitting at officers, blocking traffic.
So everybody's heard about the $1 billion in alleged fraud in Minnesota that Tim Walz overseen. But have you heard about Maine? That's the proper way to say Maine, by the way. It's Maine. After hearing what whistleblower Christopher Bernardini of Gateway Community Services had to say, Gateway Community Services is a nonprofit where Bernardini worked, calling himself the billing guru of the company for 7 years. Gateway Community Services, or GCS, is a nonprofit started and ran by a man named Abudali Ali, who is a Somali American. Abudali Ali is a refugee from Somalia that started this company in 2014. It's a nonprofit, and they focus on the mental health counseling and youth empowerment services. And they have billed Maine Care, which is Medicaid, over $28.8 million between 2019 and 2024. Bernardini, the whistleblower, alleges millions of dollars in fraud in Maine, specifically at Gateway Community Services, where he worked. A lot of it was through inflation of Medicaid billing through fake clients, completely unperformed services, and manipulated records. And this was corroborated by two current employees of GCS who wished to remain anonymous. Bernardini tried to get in touch with the Attorney General in Maine and also the Department of Health and Human Services. Both declined to even investigate. But wait, there's more. Abudali Ali is in good with the governor of Maine, Janet Mills, as the governor has provided millions of dollars worth of no-bid contracts to GCS, despite already proven billing irregularities with GCS in 2017-2018, totaling $800,000. And to top it all off, Abudali Ali admitted in a 2023 Kenyan TV interview that he was using U.S. funds to supply bullets, weapons, and military equipment for his failed 2024 Jubaland Somalia presidential run. That's right, Jubaland is a real place in Somalia, and he ran for what amounts to be governor there using U.S. taxpayer funds.
You know, this whole Somali fraud situation is bad when people are saying it's more than Minnesota. I mean, $1 billion being siphoned away from Minnesota to overseas countries is bad enough. But people are saying, dig into the Somali fraud in Maine. Dig into the Somali fraud in Columbus, Ohio. A lot of this stuff is kind of just getting out of control.
I'm from Minneapolis, and Somalians are just part of the culture here. As far back as I can remember, I've always seen Somalians. And in these past 5 years, the population increased so much. It went from seeing them to them feeling like the majority a lot of places that I go. And also, over the past few years, I've noticed that I see a lot of them with new cars. So I'm a handyman, and I worked on a lot of Section 8 housing to make sure they're up to standard. And one thing I've noticed when I go see Section 8 houses, one, it's usually a Somali family. And what I mean, usually, it's 9 times out of 10. And those houses usually have new cars in the front. I mean cars with an S, multiple new cars. And what I mean usually is like 8 out of 10 Somali houses I've seen that. And I always wondered how someone on Section 8 can afford multiple new cars. I just couldn't put it together. So now finding out about this fraud stuff makes so much sense. And you know who I feel bad for other than me for paying for that shit with my taxes? Is Somalians who came here on the up and up and who didn't break the law. Because as a black man, I know how it feels to be judged because someone else with your same skin color did some stupid shit that you wouldn't approve of. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat, but one thing I do know is